favoritism. It's Barcelona. You know, they got the best players. Can you argue about that? I know you're a Real Madrid fan.
I like Real Madrid. Both teams, Barcelona and Real Madrid, they play the same league and they're rivals. They play the El Clásico. That's like the biggest match in football. In Europe, they call it football. In America, they call it soccer. My favorite player is Ronaldo.
My favorite player is Messi. You know, in the La Liga, those two teams each year, either Real Madrid or Barcelona wins, and they have like the most fans. Barcelona has the most fans in the whole world.
And Real Madrid has the most trophies in La Liga. Like they're the most successful team in Europe because they have the most champions. They won the Champions League, they won La Liga, and also they won the FIFA World Cup. And this year, the most exciting thing about soccer is the World Cup. They're gonna play the World Cup at Russia this year, so that's gonna be more exciting.
That's a lot exciting. And this year, our most valuable player in Premier League is Mohamed Salah.
Yeah, and then my favorite player at the Premier League is Pogba. My favorite team is Manchester United. He plays for Manchester United.
What do you say about Mohamed Salah? What do you think? He's been doing a lot of effort, putting a lot of effort in the field. Do you think he can be like Messi?
No, Messi and Ronaldo are the two greatest players I know, because Mohamed Salah is a great player, but this is his first season. He just scored a lot of goals, and he has like 43 right now. And Messi and Ronaldo, they have been doing this for the last 10 years, so you can't compare them.
He has a record of scoring a lot of goals in the Premier League.
Yeah, this season he has a lot of goals in the Premier League, but also Ronaldo had a lot of goals in the Premier League too. He played the Premier League and won most of the trophies during his prime years, like when he was 20 to 25. He won the Ballon d'Or, the best player in the world. He won the Champions League with Manchester United. He won the FIFA best player with Manchester United. He won a lot of things with Manchester United. And Mohamed Salah is starting right now. He's 25 years old, he's young. He has 43 goals right now, but you cannot compare them to.
As it seems like in the Champions League, the Mohamed Salah and Ronaldo, they're both, it looks like they're going to end up in the finals. So that's going to determine which player is going to get the most valuable player of the year. Which also, do you think they're both going to win the World Cup? Which one do you think has the better percentage?
I'm a Ronaldo fan, so I'll go for Ronaldo because I like Mohamed Salah, but he said the Champions League, Liverpool already won 5-2 against Roma, and then Real Madrid won against Bayern Munich. So most likely, Ronaldo and Mohamed Salah will play together in the final, against each other in the final. And it will be an exciting match that will decide who will win the FIFA Ballon d'Or, the best player in the world, trophy. But at the same time, this year there's a World Cup, so that's going to be the performance day. During the World Cup will dictate who will win the FIFA Ballon d'Or.
And that's the one of the exciting things about football. You can't predict what's gonna happen, and you know it's unpredictable, and things might interest you. A lot of things in the Somali field, there's a lot of teams out there. All these youngsters you see might have been doing a lot of, it stopped them from doing bad things and stuff.
Yeah, soccer stops us from doing a lot of bad things, a lot of habits. And then also, soccer is we always try to do our best. It's a competitive sport. Every person, every team, every player fight to get to become better and better every day.
So, That's the important thing, is every player is dedicated, there's dedication. People like my team, they weren't known in the Somali community, people are known. We go to other states, we perform in other cities, that's how people get to know us, and people respect us for playing soccer and being a good player.
Also, soccer is important because it brings a lot of cultures together. It brings a lot of cultures together and makes everybody becomes friends with everybody, and that's the good thing about soccer. You don't know if you don't know someone, and you guys play together, or against each other, you guys will meet, and at the end of the game, you guys will talk and do a lot of sort of stuff, and then you guys become friends and a lot of it.
After each game, we'll discuss how to get better, what we did good, what we didn't, what we do bad, and we work together as a team. That's the most important thing. People respect our captains, our coaches, and that's very important. We work together as a team. And our older brothers, some of them are going to be professional, and seeing that even motivates us more.
Yeah, our older players, our older brothers, how they work hard to maintain their level of playing soccer like that. It's just, it motivates us to be better than them, you know. Our brothers are like our idols, and it just, they motivate us to be better every day. They always talk to us. It stops us from doing bad things like smoking, drinking, doing drugs, and all that stuff. Soccer is important. Soccer is part of our lives. Also, soccer is the most played sport in the world. And then this year, we went to Ohio to play in a tournament. Me and my friends, we went there, and then we went to the final. We couldn't win the tournament, but we went to the final. And then next year, we got the opportunity to play again. We got the opportunity to play again and show how good we are.
It's exciting, so exciting knowing that we're very young, and like, you can always do better next year, win more trophies, and be respected more. And people in the Somali community will respect you for that and value for your dedication and your improvement.
Yep.